This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Clown World 2019. We're just living in it. We're going to have our crack reporter teams of Billy Weaver and Caitlin Bennett on the ground in H-Town. We're reporting from just north of the leftist cesspool, from our own leftist cesspool, Austin, once a great place. Now literally fed with homeless and heroin needles and gun grabbing. But it's okay. We're fighting for the state here, Alamo Part 2, but this time against leftist drooling, trendy white people mainly. Robert Barnes, let's finish up with your handicapping of the coverage tonight. You'll be here live during it all. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. In the next hour, it's going to have a big player right up top. Band.video won't get censored as much on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. So you can just send it out because they haven't put it on the blacklist yet. They'll run and do it. But Band.video, Summit.news is on our site. But Paul runs it. President Trump tweeted that yesterday. So a lot of exciting things happening when you take action. So we love you and appreciate you. We're in this fight together. Band.video. Finish up handicapping and we'll hit all the news.
Sure. So so I think tonight people are looking for whether Harris can survive or whether she's DOA. They're looking for Biden to attack Warren and whether Biden will continue his, hey, if you try to destroy my legacy, I'm just going to burn the whole house down. Which has basically been his approach. I mean, I think the Democratic establishment is going to greatly regret coercing Biden to run. When there was a lot of evidence, he did, as you reported, that he did not want to run, that he was not interested in running, that he had moved on and moved past that stage of his career and his life, just wanted to live out his Grandpa Joe.
I mean, he's one step from a wheelchair already.
Absolutely, and I think he knew that and knows that, and he's exposing himself to the world. I don't think he minds the health hits as much as he minds the legacy hits. He wanted to be just nice old Grandpa Joe and the Democratic.
The legacy now is the guy that's falling on his face.
Exactly, and he's becoming the source, the centerpiece for the woke world to indict, to say everything that's wrong is this old white
man. He's the old white man pinata.
Exactly, and he doesn't like being the old white man pinata, so he's going to take it out on every single other Democrat.
Which is going to be beautiful.
It'll be absolutely gorgeous. To watch.
You know he's got a list of attacks.
Oh, absolutely! It's literally he's got the kerosene, he's got the lighter, and he's just going to light it. Watch the whole house burn up. Says you want to burn me down? Fine, I burn all you down. So fine by.
So your prediction is it's going to be a bloodbath, a firestorm tonight.
Exactly, in order for him to survive, he's got to just start torching everybody. And at a minimum, I think at this point, he no longer cares. I think he just wants to have payback and punishment for everybody trying to take him out.
And he's going to call it transparency.
Exactly. So yeah, exactly. If you can get that word out, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that works, his verbiage works, whether he will continue to self-destruct of his senile tour of 2019. So it'll be interesting. Bernie, this is the first time they're all on the stage together. Bernie doesn't like to talk about anything other than issues. The over-under on Bernie is to raise his hands and do this bit at least three times.
Well, he does that, you know. I swindle schools. First paycheck I got was 40. I run things now. Do you understand?
This is a guy who's never had a blue-collar job in his life that he could sustain. I mean, he was a terrible carpenter. He wasn't a good worker. The government paycheck has been his only key to life. That's why he thinks a government paycheck is the key to
everything. He knows how to tell you what to do.
Exactly. So he's been running from his immigration position that he held in 2015 when he said open borders was
dead. That was the only thing ever reasonable because it'll bankrupt things.
Exactly. He's running away from his long legacy in opposition to gun control as fast as he can. So it's an embarrassment watching him embrace the woke world because he's dependent upon his millennial base, like sort of a mid-level communist who has to appease the Stalinists within the party. So it'll be interesting to see how much he further trends in that direction and strays in that direction. The fun people are all not on the stage other than Yang. Yang has promised to do something no Democratic nominee has ever done or Democratic candidate has ever done. Who knows what that means? Well, maybe he's going to wear a big gold chain. Maybe he's going to make another Asian math joke. Well, we'll see. So the
Asian what?
Yeah, so the he loves to tell Asian math jokes. You know, the I'm Asian, I like math, that scares Donald Trump. He likes to do this sort of thing. I don't think Donald Trump is scared of that at all.
Donald Trump just wants to build hotels in Asian countries.
Exactly.
We're going to be right back with a bunch of news. Trump to fly banner over Houston ahead of Democratic debate. Socialism will kill Houston's economy. I like how Trump's taking a page when we put up the Trump Air Force. Remember that? Back when we had the cash to do stuff like that? InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We'll fight hard for you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there sometimes. You better look.
All right, Robert Barnes is our guest. I want to get into right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. White people are terrorists. We're going to look at those fake numbers. Look what the FBI is really doing here in a moment. But first, with Robert Barnes, riding shotgun with me, we're here live right through tonight past 11 p.m. We've been live since David Knight kicked off this morning at 8 a.m. with the David Knight Show. Right through the war room, right through firepower. Bill Johnson will be co-hosting with us tonight with Tom Papert as well, but obviously the coverage of his regular show is preempted. It'll be firepower with all these great guests, all these great hosts, and we're going to have live coverage of the Houston debates that the others were, again, spectacular, promising all these goodies, spectacular white people are evil devils from white people, spectacular lies. And so it was so horrible, it was interesting. It's still frightening to know that this is really what they admit they are. Well, tonight, though, the knives are out, and I think we're going to see the house burn down, as Robert Barnes was just saying when they attacked Biden. So I'm not just hyping this to get you to tune in. I think tonight's going to be spectacular. I'm excited. We've got reporters on the ground. And last time I thought it'd be super boring, but they'd offer a bunch of free stuff. And it was so depressing, I had to leave both times, or I was going to say really nasty things on air. We'll see what happens tonight, but I've walked off the coverage, and I have trouble watching these people, but we have to because they want to run our lives. Tonight, though, I think you're right. It's going to be a bloodbath. What do you think?
I mean, you have three candidates that have three major problems. Biden can't get any young people to like him within the Democratic Party. Bernie can't get any old people to like him within the Democratic Party. And Warren can't get any black people to like her in the Democratic Party primary process. So if they can't overcome those hurdles, it's hard to see how any of the three somehow win. It will almost be there's increasing predictions today from Sean Trendy at Real Clear Politics, an old buddy of mine from Yale, that there's going to be a contested convention for the first time in the modern primary era since 1972. So and of course, 1972 did not go well for the Democratic Party. So we may see a fascinating brokered convention. And then who do they steal it from? Do they steal it from Indian Elizabeth Warren? Do they steal it again from old man Bernie? Do they steal it from old man Joe, from creepy Uncle Joe? Who do they steal it from?
And here's the wild card. This has even come out on Frontline. We saw the documents decades ago. Even Frontline has done documentaries about Nixon wanted to bomb his own convention and blame it on the Democrats till they explained, sir, your numbers are great. Then there were plans to bomb their convention to make them look like commies. Then the left, it turned out, there were some plans to stage attacks and blame it on Nixon. So this is something that goes on. So let's be clear. Are they going to stage a mass shooting on themselves? We know they've done it before. Some of the shootings are real. But all the studies, just type in, studies show media giving attention to mass shootings triggers them because now it's an option for schizophrenics and nuts instead of killing themselves, is I'm going to go out and do this in a blaze of glory. So they're hyping all the mass shootings, hoping something that like that happens. And they're telling us attacks on the media, attacks by the right wing, are epidemic, are happening any minute. That begs the question, are they trying to provocateur it? Or are they knowing something that we don't know, Robert Barnes?
Well, think about who might stage such a provocation, who has a history of unique political involvement around the world, who might want to come in as the white horse to save the day when they can't decide between Bernie, Biden, or Warren, because they all have huge institutional flaws. Who might want to ride in on the white horse, best done by staging violence outside the proceedings, that can come in and save the Democratic Party from itself and get reappointed to the presidency that she believes she's rightfully entitled to? That yesterday she was in front of a fake Oval Office desk, pretending to actually read emails, of all things, pretending to be president. Who is it that would greatly benefit from a brokered convention? Who is it that would desire a brokered convention? Who would love to have sort of Antifa? Well, remember, in fact, we've seen previews for fake provocations like this, or staged provocations. And staged just means, doesn't mean that the provocation itself isn't occurring.
They create the climate.
Exactly.
Like Charlottesville. They're saying, I said the government killed the girl who had the heart attack or whatever. No, I'm saying the police stand down. They hire a bunch of fake right-wingers. We know work for the left, most of them. Some real racist idiots show up. You bring out the Antifa scum, and they have a huge conflagration. The police march them into each other, hoping somebody got killed, and then blame Trump. And then they sued me, saying that I'm saying that this dude did it himself. And then they say in my name the defamation against themselves.
Right, exactly. And what's amazing about all of that is the way I always describe it to people is this. If you want to understand what it means to say an event is staged, just look at how the media covers Putin and Russia. So there they'll say, this is staged, this is staged.
He's orchestrated. Oh, Islamics blew up a building. Putin did it. Just to meet a Putin. Yeah.
Exactly.
But then we say, hey, did somebody stand the game for this? Shut up, you evil person.
Perfect example of this, 2016. The way in which someone like Hillary might do this was the mayor of Chicago, longtime Clinton ally at the time. Remember, they staged when Trump was supposed to come in. They staged a bunch of Bernie people creating a huge brawl, purportedly Bernie people, even though Bernie people up to that point had no history of being violent. Antifa had, but Bernie people didn't. People purportedly being for Bernie went in and staged a bunch of violence against Trump.
That was Hillary. Came out of WikiLeaks.
We
said at the time it was Hillary. I said, looks like Hillary. She stands the game. It was.
And it was perfectly set up because the narrative coming out to the press was Bernie people are crazy and dangerous. Trump people are crazy and dangerous. Who's the solution? Oh, Hillary is. So you could see the same sort of dynamic occur again. If you start to see that happen, if there is a brokered convention and you start to see those kind of events take place, you should be reasonably suspicious.
And again, I want to be clear. Exactly. I don't make this stuff up. I know people that have guarded Hillary off and on for years. I'm going to leave it at that. Not just Secret Service, but that too. They're the ones that told us she drives around in a black ambulance. She's falling down every 45 minutes. Just follow her. Well, people did. They caught it. We caught it when she was in a tent. But others caught it in New York on September 11th yesterday. And so that's really what this comes down to. And the same people are like, no, she's on the phone. She's in there running the Democratic Party. Her foundation's still getting money. And they all still kiss her ass because she's in control with Obama of the stay-behind networks and all the Democratic bureaucrats that they put in. And basically the Bush people just advocated to her, let her still kind of run it. So Hillary is still kind of a shadow president, kind of like in England. They'll have the main person of the exchequer, but they'll have the shadow person that's for the party out of power, but still has some power. That's how they're operating the shadow government, the deep state. Is Hillary still bumbling around? She's still got all her people in with national security clearances doing this, and she still thinks that this is such a weak field that maybe she slips in, then Trump gets assassinated or something. Believe me, this woman runs around pretending to be the president all over TV shows, all over the media. She was doing it again yesterday.
Exactly. Why is she doing that staged photo yesterday? Or look at a Politico article.
And look how psychotic she is. Can we blow that up?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll say, I didn't blow her up. I don't mean that. I mean, zoom in on it. Can we zoom in for TV viewers on her? I mean, she looks like an animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, she does. I mean, she still doesn't understand photo ops. But the That's what Trump was laughing about in 2016. He said, all these people that attack me, they always get these great photos of me. He's like, I have to go get those photos because how good they are. But if you look at it, the other thing is look at a Politico article, and Politico is sort of the insider publication in D.C. for the political consulting class just a few days ago, where Hillary was taking credit for the Warren campaign. They said Warren's getting her advice from Hillary. Hillary's helped, almost like a Henry Kissinger kind of piece. And so it was almost a message that she's setting something up so that there'll be one woman, Warren, two guys, Bernie and Biden. Warren won't be able to get over the top. She comes in and says the only real way to protect women's rights is to nominate Hillary as the peace candidate between all of the different contingencies and constituencies within the Democratic Party.
Look at the look on her face.
Exactly.
The entitlement, the mental illness.
Yeah, precisely. And that's the person that's one of the most dangerous, is someone that's obsessed with power and disconnected from reality. And she has still disproportionate institutional influence because the Clintons did such a great job at decimating the Democratic base that you now will see tonight three leading candidates, Biden, Bernie, and Warren, who cannot get any appeal from a big wing of the Democratic Party.
And it's like a power cult. I mean, I've been around Democrats and I've watched the videos. They worship her.
Oh, yes, yes. They worship her and fear her and obsess over her at the same time.
You know, my ex-wife's mom is a big Democrat. I mean, Jimmy Carter's, come over for dinner before. And they, like 10 years ago, they were at a event with Hillary and Bill. And they said, what do you think of Alex Jones? And they thought they meant Alex S. Jones of the New York Times. She said, oh, he's a very important, wonderful person. They all had heart attacks. Couldn't believe it. We're all groveling. And I said, she means Alex S. Jones. They called her later and found out it was true. We're like, oh, good, because we hate you. But it's hilarious how much they worship this woman. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's a 5-4 no sin.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Robert Barnes, who's a charming, likable, smart guy. I like him. He's our chief lawyer in our battles with the globalists. We're being very successful with, so they lie and say that we're losing. You're our backers, though. Without you, we are nowhere. Without you, the articles, the videos don't get out. I cannot say how critical that is to go to band.video and to share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, your email, your text message, your word of mouth. And we're adding a bunch of new contributors and a bunch of new pages and a lot of new stuff. I'm coming in this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., it's going to be called the InfoWars Roundtable Caller Show. And we'll have a host and honchos it. And as we develop the callers that host the show, some will be on Skype, some will be on phone. And the best callers will end up having a show. And I intend to actually expand that out, quite frankly. To be honest with you, I have a plan to launch something that's like a Washington's Journal, but an America's Journal. Maybe even a world journal. Like the first few hours is callers from the U.S., then callers from outside the U.S., something that starts at 4 a.m. in the morning, and that we have a host that just covers news, just shows the news, shows a clip, not much commentary, maybe a little bit of opinion after you take calls, and just really make it about callers. And we're trying to get more calls on the air here. I mean, we get unlimited great calls. I'm trying to make the show more about calls as well because I love hearing what you say. I love the angles you take us in, but I'll be hosting that show with some of the callers that I've been getting over the years when I've had this idea. This Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., and I'll be back live with the 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday show. We've now been doing for 12 years, been doing this show in this time slot for 23 years, 22 and a half years. So let's get into this right now. Marianne Williamson came out on a hot mic. This just came out in the last few hours, and other Democrats were saying this last week. And talks about Democrats being so vicious and so mean behind the scenes, but also in person, and just really being hateful and bad, and it just blowing her away. So a good part about a lot of the people getting involved in politics that haven't been involved because they think Trump's so evil is they actually find out the Democrats are some nasty, nasty folks. So Marianne Williamson really gets woke, now says the left is mean and lies. Here it is.
What does it say that Fox News is nicer to me than the lefties are?
I'm sorry?
What does it say that the conservatives are nicer to me?
It's a bizarre world, ma'am.
It's such a bizarre world. You know, I'm such a lefty. I mean, I'm a serious lefty. But they're so... I understand why people on the right call them godless. I mean, it's like... I didn't think the left was as mean as the right. They are.
Well, I'm just right.
And again, she didn't even know she was on air. So, similar comments are coming out. Here's another one. I mean, just on Monday, Rahm Emanuel said, we can't offer everything free. We're already almost bankrupt. If we don't really grow our way out of this, we are. And at the same time, you've seen other Democrats come out and admit that. But if they do, they get shouted down because the globalists want policies that collapse us because they can loot the whole infrastructure, fire it back up, and dominate the planet, but this time from a very anti-God, anti-freedom, anti-American perspective. Here it is, ex-Obama official, Dems going way too far to the left. Here it is on MSNBC with Jay Johnson. Here it is.
Most Americans want to be fair and treat in a humane way those who have migrated here, who are desperate, who are fleeing really bad conditions. We want to take care of people who came here as children. We want to take care of the dreamers. But Americans also want secure borders. They want to get control of illegal migration. And that's true, I know, from Laredo, Texas to Detroit, Michigan. And so when we talk about deprioritizing the deportation of those apprehended at the border or decriminalizing illegal immigration, I know that we're going way too far to the left of the American consensus on where we should be on this. And you just cannot have a policy where a Border Patrol agent arrests someone at the border and says, in effect, you get to stay here unless you commit a crime.
Right. And they commit a crime to get here, and then they expect everything free. And by the way, I should have opened the show up with this. We didn't just win this big Republican race. The Democrats put everything they had into in North Carolina. We didn't just see all these things unfold. We also have the Supreme Court ruling. We'll talk about it in the next segment some. The Supreme Court ruling that, of course, Trump can have these strong amnesty laws. He can have these strong laws on people claiming political asylum that clearly aren't. When 15,000 people run over the Mexican border and they're from Africa or they're from South America and they've got kidnapped kids and get a free ticket in and they're carrying drugs and then they run over our border, hell yeah, they're getting deported. I mean, give me a break. No one. I couldn't fly to Mexico but show up and say, I'm here to have my baby free. They'd kick your ass. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen, when you fly into Mexico, they say, what hotel are you staying at? They call, they check. You don't fly out the day you say, they arrest your ass. But then we're supposed to get everything and just give it away free. Simply incredible. And I see more and more Democrats coming out and saying, hey, back off, guys. Not that they don't want this agenda to happen. They just want the Democrats to stop being honest.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, what Marianne Williamson is talking about, you know, Marianne is, we did a segment of meditation with Marianne. That's sort of her mindset, her mentality. Obama's, not Obama, but Oprah Winfrey's spiritual advisor. That's sort of her persona and personality. And she's shocked by how harsh and vicious and vile and mean the left, the modern left is. And what it is when the left, what the left accuses the right of, what my old friend John Avalon, who's on CNN, accused on 9/11, decided to use 9/11 to attack so-called right-wingers and make up this fictional white nationalist violence all across the country that's not occurring. What that reflects is the projection of the left of to the right of the left's violence, the left's anger.
Let's talk more about that. Since you mentioned it, here's a clip of that.
On 11, right-wing terrorists have killed more people in the United States than jihadist terrorists. That's according to New America. There are some folks for who they're, for their own political purposes, would like to keep the focus on only one form of political violence over another. But that would be unwise, because we don't have the luxury of choosing which threats we face. And there's a case to be made that these threats actually echo each other, as our colleague Jim Sciutto and others have argued. They're weaponized versions of tribalism, motivated by fear and finding identity in their hatred of the other. As Max Fisher of the Times wrote, in both, there's the apocalyptic ideology that predicts and promises to hasten a civilizational conflict that will consume the world. To mark the 18th anniversary of 9/11 is to reflect on how we're all the children of 9/11. That attack unleashed destructive forces that we're still wrestling with. But to truly learn the lessons of 9/11 is to resolve not to let hate win or fear define us. And that's your reality check.
And then they go on, right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. I have the transcript here. And then I've got the FBI numbers. They just don't call a jihadi killing somebody or bombing something or shooting somebody a terror attack. Remember, Obama would say, oh, that's not Islamic. That's just a crime. and then they take every shooting with a white guy does and say it's a terrorist act, and then that's how they do it.
Exactly. It's manipulation of the numbers. They know they are. There is no great white nationalist threat. Nobody is afraid of Klansmen marching down the street and burning all of their homes. That threat has long since passed. The only real politicized violence has come on the left, and has come from politicized, radicalized Islam. There is no right.
And, of course, Antifa and others. It's the left bullying everybody. Everybody knows it. No amount of CNN lying will change that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More coming up. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Remember, we're still on the air despite big tech, the Democratic Party, the globalists, and leftist groups put into the CIA charged with getting us off the air in congressional hearings 3+ years ago, 2 years ago, last year, this year. We're putting together a compilation of that we're going to be airing the next few days. It's more clips than I thought of them saying in Congress they won't be taken completely off the air. Talk about un-American. Don't forget what Anna Navarro said.
Shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society. I want them shut down. I want them silenced.
I think that's good. Thank you. That's what we're dealing with. Now, I want to cover the waterfront here, Barnes. We haven't done this before. With just a ton of different angles and different issues and different areas in my stack, and just kind of not like one word responses or 10 word responses, but maybe 1 minute responses, because you're a smart guy and I want to get your take on a whole bunch of things here. But first off, the Supreme Court ruling that Trump, of course, that's in the Constitution, he can control who can come in from what country, just like his other so-called Muslim bans was 7 countries that don't have working State Departments that don't have real passports. The imam issues it, and literal Al-Qaeda and ISIS was coming in. So Supreme Court allows broad enforcement of Trump asylum rule. They didn't allow it. It's on its face. But what's scary is, thank God he's gotten 150 better judges, and I know you've been studying it. Are they really better? I think some of them are. Onto the bench, because that's blocking this leftist takeover that we see. I mean, is Gorsuch perfect? No. Is Kavanaugh perfect? No. But compared to who Hillary would have put in, we see now courts that have been federal courts this week that have been overruled by the Supreme Court are issuing new rulings and ignoring it. I mean, this just seems like beyond judicial tyranny. It's judicial mutiny.
Well, I mean, what you're seeing is federal judges asserting their, particularly Obama appointees, asserting their power through the judicial branch as if they were elected president of the United States. And that's the problem. And that's what the Supreme Court keeps overturning. So, for example, one of the things that's not supposed to happen is a district court judge in the federal system should never be issuing, for the most part, nationwide injunctions. They should be limited to the parties before them and limited to their jurisdiction. So if you're a judge in the Northern District of California, your injunction should only apply in that district to the parties before you. It should not apply to Texas. It should not apply to New York. It should not apply to Florida. It should not apply to Tennessee. And yet you have these judges, and this has been repeatedly issued. The Supreme Court overturned a nationwide injunction on the gag rule, going back to the Clinton administration concerning gays in the military.
That's got to scare the left. I'm sorry to interrupt you because you're on fire. The Supreme Court's been overturning everything they do because I'm not even a lawyer and I can read the Constitution. Of course he can bar people from Somalia with their fake passports. He better?
Oh, absolutely. It's his duty. It's his obligation. In immigration and borders and anything outside the borders of the United States and controlling the borders of the United States has constitutionally been delegated almost exclusively to the president. And then Congress has reinforced that by putting in its immigration laws, giving him broad discretionary power to do as he sees fit and needs to do.
Because the executive's over the military and the military's job's the damn border.
Also, some of these judges issuing these nationwide injunctions were often the same judges who either promised in their confirmation proceedings or later as a judge denied the power of Arizona, the state of Arizona, to try to impose any immigration rules of its own, saying that, hey, that's preempted by the president and you can't try to do anything to undermine what the great Obama has tried. Then, of course, Trump does it and all of a sudden they completely reverse the same legal principles they applied to protect Obama. Suddenly they say don't apply to protect the president when in fact they're more specific and particular and relevant and applicable. So there's been hypocrisy and inconsistency in the courts system. And what's most dangerous is this is an ideology on the left that say results are all that matters. The ends justify the means, that say we can contort and distort the rule of law solely to serve the principle of power and the objective of a leftist agenda. And that is a direct threat, not just to the principles that President Trump got elected on, but it's a direct threat to the rule of law in the United States. And that makes it, as a lawyer, a particularly pernicious threat, what these unjustified precedents are doing.
And, Bob, when you pull back from this and you see how Trump's gotten 150 to the federal judiciary, hundreds more about to happen, you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg who has pancreatic cancer that kills 93% of people within a year, what, 98% of people within 5 years. It's almost incurable. And she's already so sick, she'll be gone in a year. She'll be gone before the election. Trump will get his nominee. That's why they want revolution. That's why they want race war. That's why they want to crash the economy. And you have the private Federal Reserve, the Democrats openly saying, let's crash it and literally bankrupt people. That's financial terrorism, is because they know they're losing. And that's why we can just hold the line, and if Trump can just do something about the censorship, and if we can win this election, Trump is overall doing a great job. And if you're on the fence about that, look how he just got rid of that neocon lunatic. How about keep your friends close, enemies closer? I just, my gut level, I'm very pleased with Trump. And then when I pull back from all the pessimism, a lot of it that's leftist generated out there to be mad at Trump. And again, we've got to keep his feet to the fire, or he'll go sideways just because of his personality. And I'm kind of all over the map here. How would you quantify what I'm trying to say?
Essentially what it is Trump is doing all that he can, but he's facing an internal war with a deeply entrenched deep state that has extraordinary administrative influence within almost every bureaucratic aspect of government. But not only that, it has completely infiltrated large parts of our judicial branch.
Sure. But they are trying to overthrow the whole system now because they realize, I think, fundamentally, they're losing.
Oh, no doubt. And what is the more he succeeds, the more threatened they feel. Just like media gatekeepers, as they lose their gatekeeper control and their gatekeeper monopoly, they're going to be more desperate, and that desperation is going to produce more extreme actions on their behalf. And that's when people have to be the most vigilant.
So we're winning the fight, but we're going to get kicked and hit and bit pretty hard in this, but we got to go through it. People better just realize, whether it's keeping this broadcast on air, because, I mean, we're central to the talking points of reality we put out and the guests we have. I mean, we rewrote the whole deal. We rebooted America. You did. So, again, spreading the word. I'm getting chills right now. Supporting the broadcast, praying for us, and buying the products like high-quality fish oil and great nootropics and amazing turmeric and amazing bone broth and the best B12 out there. It's all 50% off right now. We're only making 30% or so on these. We just sell a ton of this to fund the operation because that's how we fund ourselves. That which doesn't kill us made us stronger. They took our sponsors away. They took everything away over the years. Well, we just went to direct sales and brought you great products. But it's so important now, folks. I thank you, but thank yourself, to realize that your word of mouth going into this election, telling people about the local radio stations, the local TV stations, or Infowars.com/show or bands.video. They'll block you on Twitter and Facebook and punish you, you know, for trying to put out things like Infowars.com, but not so much NewsWars.com, not so much Stomach.News, Paul's site that President Trump just retweeted, and of course, band.video. So again, your word of mouth and your financial support, this is a real war. I just go back to that because I'm thinking about how close this fight is, and it could be snatched away from us. And the folks, if we go into a physical revolution, if they're successful with violence, which they want so badly, it is going to be hellish. And we're going to win that too, but we don't want to go down that road.
No doubt. I mean, you have the media as a cornered adversary. The institutional deep state apparatus is a cornered adversary. The Democratic Party is a cornered adversary. That's when they are the most dangerous. And where else can people get healthier, get wealthier, get wiser, and change the world easier than just going to InfoWars store? That's it. I mean, it's extraordinary. You buy products you want. You buy products you need. You buy products at a discounted price. You get the best price, best product at the cheapest price.
And I'm saying about this, the model, they're scared. They bet they're scared of this model.
Absolutely.
Because they don't want shows or magazines or people to be supported because this is popular, and it won't be Hollywood and the media perched on us, force-feeding us things that aren't popular. It's like Dave Chappelle. 99% from the people, say we all have political correctness for his comedy show. Zero from Rotten Tomatoes. Well, again, they don't want you to have the power to vote. InfoWars is the purest form of that, and you are the InfoWars, so thank you. But they have strangled us. They have really got us, and I just want to be able to rampage forward, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's cover the waterfront. We come back, and then Mad Bracken's coming up. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands.
thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's
877-878-4203. Gentlemen, there's a reason I'm always hitting refresh on Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. There's a reason I'm always hitting refresh at DrudgeReport.com. During the break, I went to DrudgeReport.com, and what did I see right there? Linked in red. Let's put it up on screen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad we've got a criminal lawyer, we've got a defense lawyer, we've got a First Amendment lawyer, we've got a litigation lawyer. We've got it all here. There it is, red linked on the left-hand side. DrudgeReport.com. U.S. attorney recommends proceeding with charges against Andrew McCabe as DOJ rejects last-ditch appeal. I told you a year ago that I was told that in Maryland and Virginia, grand juries were open on him. This isn't some nebulous stuff. This was from high-level sources. And that the word is they had issued sealed indictments, real ones. Now, Barnes knows more how this works than I do. I mean, he's done a lot of famous criminal cases. And he was reading over the Fox News. He says they don't understand exactly what was just said, but in the meat of it, they are correct. And so to go over this, we have him here to break it down. We'll do a little bit in the next hour, then Matt Brackett's coming up to get to all the other stuff I said I would. But this is breaking down. I think you agree with me. We need to hit this now. I just kind of lost my breath there. This means, I mean, Trump's on the rampage. The fact that they're doing this means the House of Cards is coming down, man. This is really good news. And I told you the word is from people when I was in D.C. 3 months ago. I talked to three people that were in face-to-face meetings with Trump. And he said, no, they're going after him. U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe. Fox News has learned as the Justice Department rejects a last-ditch appeal. That's not literally a legal appeal through courts. It means through the system. From the former top FBI official. McCabe, the former deputy and acting director of the FBI, appealed the decision of the U.S. attorney from Washington all the way up to Jeffrey Rosen. And that was just internal. The deputy attorney general. But he rejected the request according to a person familiar with the situation. That's when he started putting out little messages apologizing to his boss over there, the 7'8" creature, Comey. The potential charges relate to DOJ Inspector General findings against him. And, of course, we've seen the Texas congressman that Trump recommended to be the head of national intelligence, but the left freaked out, saying the word is he's got to be indicted and that he is going to be indicted. That was over the weekend. Sources close to McCabe legal team said they received an email from the Department of Justice, which the department rejected your appeal, the United States Attorney General's decision in the matter. Now, you're here to decipher, this isn't a court, what type of appeal this really is, and what you read here in the tea leaves. But this, am I right so far? This shows the dam's breaking?
Oh, no doubt about it. The inside story on this is fascinating. So all of this started, Andrew McCabe was the actual director of the FBI. So he'll be the first FBI director I know of to ever be criminally prosecuted in our history,
wow,
even though most of them, frankly, could have been for various things they did while they were there.
So this is big. This is watershed.
Massive, massive.
Because they tried to take down an elected president. Sorry, you're not bigger than that.
This is one of the most powerful members of the deep state finally seeing potential consequences for his conduct.
Will this have Hillary crap and bricks?
Maybe. I mean, Hillary feels so immune from the process. Though Hillary was deeply embedded with this. His potential information, he has said before that he will rat anybody and everybody out. He's made that clear, that he'll rat Comey out, he'll rat anyone else out. Remember,
that's what CNN hired him as hush money.
Exactly. Remember, McCabe is the guy who raised almost $700,000 overnight for his legal defense.
Are we going to see, we're not making a threat. We wanted to live a long time in prison. Are we going to see Epstein, McCabe, we're going to see him have a canoeing accident?
Well, he will not be jailed. So assuming he's indicted. So here's the backstory. Jesse Liu is the Trump-appointed United States attorney for the District of Columbia. When it was the Inspector General Horowitz, who was actually an appointee of Obama, but was so independent and so ethical that the Obama administration under Sally Yates stripped him of his ability to even investigate a wide range of matters, even though that was his duty under the law. So once Obama was out, Trump restored that power and authority to him. And it was Horowitz's report that said McCabe had committed multiple felonies while either being the deputy director or the actual director of the FBI.
Let's talk about some of those things they did.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, he was basically, he lied to them, so he obstructed justice. He misled them. He was leaking information illicitly in violation not only of internal FBI rules, but in violation of specific laws.
Lying to Congress.
And misleading Congress repeatedly. Misleading the President of the United States repeatedly. Purportedly involved in a plan to illicitly wiretap the president.
So he told the president, no one's ever spied on you, when he was directing it.
Exactly. Orchestrating it, organizing it, running it. This was the guy that was ahead of Peter Strozek. This was the guy that was ahead of all the key people doing all the illicit activity. Comey was the guy who was sort of the rubber stamp. McCabe was the actual orchestrator and organizer of all of it. So he also knows where all the bodies are buried, because remember, it was his wife who was running for office in Virginia.
That they gave a $500,000 to.
Exactly. And who was it that helped orchestrate
Hillary.
Exactly, because it was the governor of Virginia that helped orchestrate that, who has been the longtime, I got a story about him, the longtime money man for the Clintons, going way, way back. There are deals involving him and high, powerful Democratic media supporters, how Clinton used him as a money man.
So that's why I said, I mean, this was a Clinton operative and yes, who ran all the illegal espionage. I mean, wow.
It was McCabe who shut down the email investigation in certain aspects of it, not Comey. It was McCabe who was directing Keith.
So this was a Clinton creature.
This is a guy who helped direct, who helped cancel the Clinton Foundation investigation. So, I mean, this guy is at the center of the cover-up of the Clinton corruption and the attempted coup against the President of the United States. And here's the backstory on this. Jesse Liu originally was slow playing this. So there was a lot of people that were upset that thought McCabe should have been indicted over a year ago, should have been indicted before the 2018 elections, which could have helped Trump win.
Well, what is this I was told by, about grand juries open on?
So there were potential grand juries, but the way the grand juries operate is they simply gather information. So there's what we call an inside the business, we call a investigative grand jury and an indictment grand jury. And theoretically, constitutionally, every grand jury should just be an investigative grand jury, but it's not practically how it works because prosecutors have carte blanche power in there. But what happens is an investigative grand jury just gets information. They're not looking to indict anyone. They're just looking to it's the tool by which the U.S. attorney can secretly get evidence about someone, secretly get subpoenas, secretly have testimony, etc. And they usually scare witnesses into thinking that witnesses can't talk about what happened before the grand jury, when it's actually only the government and the grand jurors who can't talk about it. But that's why they like it. That's why they use it as a tool. But what happened here is a lot of people believe that Jesse Liu was slow playing it. And because she was slow playing it, they started getting increasingly agitated over the last several months. Also, somebody close to Trump leaked that he was originally considering giving a big promotion to Liu. And I talked about this a year and a half ago, that if she would indict McCabe, the president would probably put her number two or number three in the Department of Justice. She didn't. And so he let leak that he had originally planned on doing that. But given how she was slow playing these corruption investigations, he was having second thoughts. So it's not a surprise that suddenly she decided to accelerate the prosecution. And the language they use here isn't quite correct. What happens is certain kinds of cases, like tax cases, I do a lot of criminal tax cases, they have to be approved by the U.S. attorney for the tax division. The local U.S. attorney can't run those cases. Almost all cases, the local U.S. attorney, in this case Jesse Liu, could make her own determination. The other area where that's not true is high-profile political cases. Those have to be approved and authorized by the number two at the Department of Justice, the deputy attorney general.
That's why Rosenstein was such a key person to control all this.
So when Rosenstein was finally out, then that allowed, it looks like the number two currently, they have his name here. Yeah, because actually he talks about is Jeffrey Rosen, not Rosenstein. And so now all that happens is Liu decided she was going to recommend prosecution. That's the only reason why Rosen would be involved. That means Liu has already decided to prosecute him. But because,
so you're confirming from the way this is laid out that the decision to prosecute McCabe is here.
Exactly.
The Justice Department is going to prosecute the former acting head of the FBI first. This is a big deal.
It's unprecedented.
And again, I'm not having a victory lap, but my endorphins are coming out. I'm having some pleasure right now because it feels like I'm getting these demons more off my back and all this hard work starting to pay off. Should I be feeling this good right now?
Absolutely. Everyone should feel good because this is the first time the sort of deep state has faced a threat since Mark Felt, former Deep Throat, was indicted for his COINTELPRO activities in the late 1970s. And then he got off the hook entirely. So here you have, while Trump is president, the leading orchestrator of deep state activities, who has more intel and information about what was happening with Spygate, what was happening with Comey, what was happening with Brennan, what was happening with Clapper, what was happening with the Clinton Foundation, what was happening with the Clinton email investigation, then anyone in the entire government is now going to be indicted in the District of Columbia. He's going to face meaningful prosecution.
Please stay there. We got a break. Just the endorphin. Okay. Whoa. I don't have a lot of these because we were always fighting the enemy, but I'm having some, I'm getting high as a kite here. I hope you are. We're going to be right back. Hour number four. A few more segments. We'll get Matt Bragg's take on this as well, but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is great. Praise God and pass the information warfare ammunition. It's going to be rough now. They're going to go really crazy now. Let's talk about what you expect, how this will unfold in the next few to drop. Please, however you're watching, you have the power to resist the globalists and defeat them if you simply take action. You have the will and the spirit. And I'm asking you, tell everyone you know tonight to tune into our live coverage at band.video. Right up there is this live feed and the debates. We're going to be talking about this. This is exciting. This is how globalists are taken down. This, you can smell the Huawei, all the things that are happening. It's an incredible time. Hour number four straight ahead. Infowars.com/show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.